to David.
她这位妇女的聪明，一方面是她的胆量跟她的见识。
The wisdom from this parent who was a woman came from her bravery.
很多人来到国王面前就已经很害怕了，不晓得要讲什么。
Most people, when they come before the king, they tremble in fear and they don't know what to say.
所以这位lady，这位妇女，她必须要是很有胆量。
So this lady had to be brave.
而且她要照着王的反应，随时来修改她所要说的话。
And according to the response of the king, she had to change her story on the spot.
而且她还要扮演着她所讲的那一个比喻里头那一个最重要的人物，就是做妈妈的。
And she had to be the main character in the story, which is a mother.
那为什么她要讲耶押要这位妇女去讲这个比喻？
So why did Joab tell this lady to tell this story?
因为当时的背景是。 有一个父亲，他在思念一个患华的儿子。
The background was there is a father who was thinking about his child who had committed wrongdoing against the law.
这位父亲就是大卫。
The father is King David.
他的儿子亚沙龙杀了他同父异母的哥哥。
His son Absalom had killed his half brother.
所以他畏罪就逃亡。And
because he had killed someone, Absalom fled.
国王的儿子就是王子，王子被杀，这当然是一件很大的事情。The
son of a king is a prince. For a prince to be murdered, that's a big event.
而杀王子的又是另外一个王子。But
the murderer is also another prince.
这个亚沙龙他犯了家庭的法规，也犯了国家的法律。
So Absalom had violated the law within his family and also within his king, within his country.
所以亚沙龙就逃跑了。 So
Absalom fled.
这个父亲大卫也没有去把他抓回来。And
as a father, King David did not capture him.
因为把他抓回来，亚沙龙必须要面对着国家的法律。Because
if he was captured, then Absalom had to face the law of the country.
这样经过了三年。
This went on for 3 years.
耶押发现大卫一直在思念着这一个儿子亚沙龙。And
Joab realized that King David was thinking about Absalom.
所以他去找来一个聪明的妇女，对大卫讲一个比喻。So
he went and found a wise lady who told this parable to King David.
这个妇女是来到。 被安排来到大卫王面前来求情。And
it was the purpose for that was to ask a favor of King David.
这位妇女说，她是一个寡妇，她有两个儿子。This
lady said that she was a widow and she had 2 sons.
有一天，两个兄弟在田野里头起了争执。And
one day the brothers had a fight in the field.
周遭也没有其他的人来跟他们劝解。
There were no one else around to try to settle the matter for them.
所以其中一个在愤怒之下杀了另外一个。So
one of the brother in anger killed the other brother.
照犹太人的法律，这个杀死人的要偿命。According
to the Jewish law, the murderer has to repay with his life.
所以人就要这个妈妈把这个杀死兄弟的孩子交出来处死。
So others wanted the mother to hand over her other son so that he can be executed.
这个做妈妈的已经失掉一个孩子，所以她心很痛。
So for this mother, she already lost one son. She was grieving.
那个杀死她儿子的就是她的仇人。
The murderer of her son is her enemy.
但是谁晓得那个杀死她儿子的也是自己的儿子。
But who knew that the murderer was also her son?
现在这个儿子又要面对着要被人处死。And
this son is now facing the death penalty.
所以他是痛苦加上痛苦。So
she had pain upon pain.
所以他无论如何要为这个孩子来求情，来保住这个孩子的生命。So
no matter what, she wanted to ask a favor so she can save her son's life.
所以这个比喻的主要的内容、啊、就是在讲到父母的心。
And the, more the story is talking about the heart of a parent.
从这个比喻里头，我们看到父母的心常常是要超越了所谓的法律。
We can see that the heart of a parent often transcends law.
耶押就是要提醒大卫说，你这个父母的心要超越国家的法律。
And Joab was trying to remind David that your heart as a parent should transcend the law.
否则你是没有办法解决问题的。
Otherwise, you would not be able to solve this issue you're facing.
啊，这位聪明的妇女，她要对大卫所强调的就是这个事情。
And this is what the wise lady wanted to emphasize for David.
我们请看撒母耳记下十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记下十四章第八节。
2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 8.
当大卫听了这位妇女的求情之后，大卫的马上就答应说，这件事情我替你做主。
Right after he heard the story, he said, "Go to your house, and I will give orders concerning you."
啊，大卫的意思就是我会免你的儿，你这个儿子，啊，让你这个儿子免死。
And what he was saying is that your son will not need to die.
撒母耳记下十四章第八节，王对妇人说：“你回家去吧，我必为你下令。”
Then the king said to the woman, "Go to your house, and I will give orders concerning you."
啊，我能够了解你的苦心。所以我会为你办这一件事情。
I understand your mindset, so I will give orders for you.
第十节。
Verse 10.
王说：“凡为难你的，你就带他到我这里来，他必不再搅扰你。”
So the king said, "Whoever said anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you anymore."
很多的人都要用法律来对付这位妇女，这位寡妇。
Many people wanted to use the law against this widow.
照着法律，你要把你这个杀人的儿子交出来处死。
According to the law, you need to render your son who was a murderer so he can face death.
所以第十节，大卫王再一次的强调，我会保护你的儿子。
So in verse 10, King David stressed again, I will protect your son.
十一节。
Verse 11.
妇人说：“愿王纪念主你的神，不许报血仇的人施行灭绝。”恐怕他们灭绝我的儿子。王说：“我指着永生的神起誓，你的儿子连一根头发也不至于落在地上。”
Then she said, "Please let the king remember the Lord your God, and do not permit the avenger of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son." And he said, "As the Lord lives, not one hair of your son shall fall to the ground."
大卫王再一次的强调，我一定会保护你这个儿子，你的儿子连一根头发都不会掉在地上。
King David stressed again that I will protect your son and not even one hair of his hair shall fall to the ground.
做国王的就是要执行国家的法律。
As a king, he should be carrier of the law.
但是为了父母亲的爱，在这里大卫王连续的三次的说到，他所要做的事情是超越了国家的法律。
But as parents love, he stressed three times that this love transcends the law.
所以父母亲的爱啊，这就是父母亲的爱，父母亲的爱就是这么的伟大。
This is the love of a parent, and that is how great this love is.
所以这个也要影射大卫，你如果要处理亚撒龙的事情，同样的，你要超越国家的法律。
And by the same token, David should treat Absalom the same way.
所以这个就是一种特别的例子，特别的恩典。
So this is a special example. It's a special mercy.
因为是儿女，所以能够得到父母亲这种这么特别的爱。
Because that person is the son, so he is able to receive this special love.
所以天下父母的心常常能够反映我们在天上的父的心。
The love of parent is often a reflection of the love God has toward us.
在人来看是没有救了。
To men, the situation was hopeless.
但是在父母亲来看，他必须要找出一个方法。
But as a parent, the parent needs to find a way.
别人不愿意花那么多的时间精神去想一个方法。
Others might not be willing to spend the time and effort to think of a way to solve this.
做父母亲的，无论如何，我要想一个方法来救我的儿女。
But as parent, no matter what, they would think of a method to save their child.
这也就是天父对我们的心。
And this is the heart that our Heavenly Father has for us.
请看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个应行律法，在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
这里说凡有血气的，所有的世人在律法的面前都是罪人。
Here it says that all flesh in front of the law are sinners.
罪人就不能够成为神的儿女。
As sinners, they cannot be children of God.
罪人就不能够承受神的产业。
And a sinner cannot inherit.
但是天父爱我们。
But our Heavenly Father loves us.
二十一节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
In verse 21, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
但是现在有一个例外的额外的恩典要给这些犯罪的神的儿女。
So now there is an exception, the extra love for the children of God.
二十二节就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
22, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith in Christ Jesus to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference.
这个特别的恩典就是要借着主耶稣而来得着。
This special mercy is obtained through the Lord Jesus Christ.
23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
必须再强调一次，人在神的面前，在律法的面前，都是罪人。
Here is stressed again that all men in front of the law and God are sinners.
人失去了神创造人的目的。
Men have lost the purpose of why God created men.
人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we have fallen short of God's glory.
二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因为耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
这个例外的恩典是一个白白的恩典。
This special grace was given freely.
那我们一个罪人如何在神的面前被称义？
As a sinner, how can we be justified in front of God?
二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回的祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
25, whom God sent forth to be propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed.
那今天我们如何来得着神的义？
So today, how can we obtain God's righteousness.
就是借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
It's through the propitiation of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
二十六节。
26.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称也使信耶稣的人为义。
To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
主耶稣是完全的义。他不是因为有罪而被钉十字架。
Lord Jesus Christ was perfect. He was not nailed on the cross because he had committed some sin.
那他为什么要被钉十字架？
So why was he nailed on the cross?
那就是天父的苦心。
That is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
要使信耶稣的人为义。
So that those who have faith in Jesus Christ can be justified.
二十七节，既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。
27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of work? No, but by the law of faith.
所以今天我们在神面前不是靠着我们立了什么功劳，而是靠着我们相信主耶稣的救恩。
So that today we can come in front of God, not because of some work that we've done, but because of the grace from God.
所以这种爱儿女的父母到处都有。
There are parents everywhere who love their children dearly.
对很多人来看，甚至觉得很多的父母亲爱儿女是那种很傻的爱。
And to the bystanders, the love from the parent might seem rather silly.
啊，这也是神特别的恩典，神将这种的爱放在每一个父母的心里。
This is also a special mercy from God to place this love in the hearts of the parents.
甚至是放在万物里头。
And to place his heart in all creation.
曾经有一张图片啊，是在北极的一个冰岩上面所拍的。
There once was a photo taken on near the North Pole. 啊，
很寒冷的这个冰冻的这个平原上面，有上千只的这个啊企鹅站在那里。
In this icy plain, there were thousands and thousands of penguins.
那这些企鹅都朝着同一个方向。
And all of them were facing the same direction.
看到那个照片是觉得很壮观。
When you see that picture, you're in awe.
那张照片的名字叫做《母亲的爱》。
The title for that photo was The Love of a Mother.
不晓得为什么那些企鹅是朝同一个方向。
We don't know from the picture why they are facing the same direction.
原来那个方向就是寒冷的风所吹的方向。
And so what happened is that they are facing toward the wind.
应该是不是面对着风，是背对着风吹的方向。
Oh, sorry, they are facing opposite direction of the wind.
然后在每一只企鹅的前面有一小团的毛毛的东西。
And in front of each of the penguin was a little fur ball.
那个就是小企鹅。
And those fur balls were the baby penguins.
因为他们身体的特别结构，他们没有办法像母鸡一样把小鸡怀抱在翅膀里头。
Because of their physical structure, the mother penguins cannot embrace their chicks like a mother chicken can.
那所以他们站在小企鹅的面前，挡着那个寒风。
So thus they stand behind their chicks so that they can block out the wind for their child.
也就是因为这样子，所有的企鹅都朝着一个方向。
And that is the reason why all the penguins in the picture were facing the same direction.
有一个在战争的地方的一个记者。
And there was a reporter that reports in the front line of wars.
有一次他拿着他所拍摄的一卷胶卷放映给他的朋友看。
And one time he was showing his video to his friends.
有一个地方发生战争。
There was a place where there were wars going on.
有一个村庄他们特别的效忠于政府。
And there was a village that was especially loyal to the government.
结果那个村庄在有一天被叛军打下来了。
And one day, the rebellious army came and took over the village.
那个叛军攻进来之后，吉普车上架着机枪，到处的扫射。
And when the rebellious army came through, they came through with jeeps and had machine guns.
其实那个影片很短。
The video was rather short.
那主要的就是机枪在扫射的时候，很多的人就有的扑倒，有的向后仰。
And you can see that as the machine gun went through the village, people were falling left and right.
他的朋友就觉得奇怪，你干嘛？你为什么让我看这一段影片
？So his friends were wondering why are you showing this to me?
这个人表情很严肃，说你再看一次。
So he had a rather stern face, and he said, "Look carefully one more time."
再看一次，他也没有觉得怎样。
And after watching the film one more time, he didn't notice anything different.
结果这一位记者哭泣着对他朋友说。
So the reporter was crying at this point, and then he told his friend.
他说：“你再看一次，这里头有一个人的动作显得很特别。”
He said, "Look through it one more time. There was one person whose movement is different than the rest."
真的，所有的人都是被枪扫射到的，马上就倒， 向前扑倒或者向后倒。
And in the film, everyone who was shot, fell to the side, either left or right.
真的有一个人不是这样子的倒。
But there was only one person who wasn't falling that way.
他的朋友继续忍不住了，哭着对他讲，事情是这样的。
那个 reporter. So the reporter continued to describe it.
说那个叛军过了过境之后。
After the rebellious army went through the village,
他们去查看，原来那一个是一个年轻的妈妈。
They went to see the bodies, and the one with the special movement was a young mother.
她怀里抱着一个婴孩。
She had a baby in her bosom.
这个记者用了一个词，说这个妈妈忍着不死。
And this reporter said that the mother held on for dear life.
因为她手中抱着婴孩。
Because she had a baby in her bosom.
所以她是慢慢的蹲下来，再躺下去。
So she, after she was shot, she knelt down slowly and then, gently laid down.
在那最后的那一刹那，她还恐怕她的孩子受伤害。
In that final moment of her life, she was still worried about her child being hurt.
所以这个记者说，这个做妈妈的，她忍着不死。
So this reporter said the mother fought on for dear life.
在那最后的那一刹那，她还是想尽办法的要能够保护孩子。
In those final moments of her life, she's still trying to protect her child.
当然，还是有一些我们必须要特别提起的。另一类的父母亲的爱。
And there's another kind of parental love that we would like to mention.
一般来讲，父母亲总是要把儿女保护在自己的周围。
For most parents, we would like to protect our child near us.
但是也有很多的时候。父母亲必须要把孩子给献上。
But there are other times where the parents have to offer up their children.
我们请看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
好，我们看三十五节。
Verse 35。
三十五节，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子贝利是要叫以色列许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
From verse 34, then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. 35. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
这个最后一句话对玛利亚说，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
In verse 35, it says that your own soul will be pierced.
这是玛利亚的心。
This is the heart of Mary.
虽然主耶稣是圣灵借着他来怀胎而生。
Even though Jesus Christ was conceived through Holy Spirit and born of her.
但是他也的的确确像每一位妇女一样，怀胎十个月才生下主耶稣。
But she was a mother who.Carried Jesus Christ in her womb for 10 months.
无论如何，她有着那种母亲，一定有着那种母亲的那种感觉。
So she has the feelings of a mother.
但是从天使给她的信息里头，她也知道这个婴孩是一个特别的婴孩。
But from the message of the angel, she knew that this is a special child.
他也知道主耶稣是带着伟大的使命来到这个世界上。
And she knew that Jesus Christ came to this earth with a great commission.
所以虽然有母亲的爱，但是他也必须要 把主耶稣给 献上。
So even though she has the love of a mother, she has to offer up Lord Jesus Christ.
这种的父母的爱又是另一类的父母的爱。
So this is a different kind of parental love.
必须把它交出来，是很痛心，但是又很超越的这样做出来。
To hand over a child, it's very painful, but they overcome that and still offer up the child.
所以当主耶稣被抓要被钉十字架的时候，
So when Jesus Christ was captured and was about to be crucified,
圣经描写说耶稣的门徒都四散了。
The Bible described that all his disciples had scattered.
有几位妇女是跟到十字架旁边。
But there were a few women who followed him to the cross.
其中有一个就是玛利亚。
One of those women was Mary.
那时候的玛利亚真的她的心也被刀刺透了。
At that point, for Mary, a sword had pierced through her.
在犹太人的民间故事里头有这样的一个故事。
In the Jewish lores, there's a story.
在有一段时间有着很激烈的战争。
There were some turmoil wars going on.
大家都很爱国，都要保卫自己的国家。
And they love their country, so they wanted to fight for their country.
有一个妈妈，她有五个儿子。
There was a mother who had five sons.
一个一个的送到战场去。
Each of them were sent into the battlefield.
三不五十就会有村庄的长老来跟他报告消息。
And once in a while, the elders of the village would come to her with news.
你的大儿子为国家牺牲了。
Your first son has sacrificed his life for the country.
但是这个妈妈，她是还是一样一个的把他们送到战场去。
But the mother continued to send her other sons onto the battlefield.
第五个儿子也送出去了。
At the end, she sent out her fifth son.
有一天长老又村庄的长老又来到他家。
One time, the elders from the village came to her house again.
他的五个儿子全部送到战场，全部阵亡，全部死了。
All five of her sons were sent to the battlefield, and all have lost their lives.
这长老不晓得要怎么来安慰这个妈妈。
This elder didn't know how to comfort the mother.
这个妈妈看到长老来到他家，看到长老的脸色，他知道发生了什么事。
But this mother, when she saw the elder coming to her house and saw his countenance, she knew what had happened.
她忍着她的痛，她的悲伤。
So she held back her grief.
她对长老说：“我恨不得我有第六个儿子。”
And she said, "I wish I had a sixth son."
所以引发了那个村庄好多的青年，他们都说：“我要做第六个儿子。”
And this motivated the other youth in the village, and they said that I will be the sixth son.
因为这个妈妈这一种这么超然的爱，激发了更多的青年去保卫国家。
So because of the great love from this mother, that more youth were willing to defend their country.
我们来看到儿女的情常常是那么的自私，又是那么的让人失望。
On the other hand, when we look at the emotions from the children, oftentimes it's disappointing.
但是却又不断的被这么伟大的父母亲的爱来接受，来包容。
But they continue to receive this great love from their parents.
好，我们回到大卫的故事。
Let's return back to the story of King David.
好，我们看到亚撒龙对父亲的情，其实从结果来看，我们看出他其实充满着很多的虚假。跟自私别有用心。
From the results, we can tell that the emotions Absalom had toward his father was selfish and fake.
我们请看撒母耳记下十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记下十三章二十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 23.
过了二年，在靠近以法莲的巴利下所，有人为亚沙龙剪羊毛，亚沙龙请王的众子与他同去。
23, and it came to pass after two full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Bel-Hazar, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons.
这是一个有收获有收成的时刻。
This is a time that's harvesting.
所以通常他们会宴请客人，大家一起来为丰收而欢喜。
So oftentimes they would have celebrations.For the harvest.
24节，亚沙龙来见王说：“现在有人为仆人剪羊毛，请王和王的臣仆与仆人同去。”
24. Then Absalom came to the king and said, "Kindly note, your servant has sheep shears. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant."
这亚沙龙看起来也很孝顺大卫，他邀请大卫也一起去。
It seems that Absalom had filial piety for his father and invited his father for the feast.
那大卫怎么回答呢？
How did David respond?
25节，王对亚沙龙说：“我儿，我不必都去，恐怕使你耗费太多。”亚沙龙再三请王，王仍是不肯去，只为他祝福。
But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you." Then he urged him, but he would not go, and he blessed him.
这是一个收成有收获的时刻。这个王呢，他还恐怕给儿子太多的耗费。
This is a harvest season where there were abundance, but the king was afraid to be a burden.
其实亚沙龙为什么做这件事情
？In reality, why did Absalom make this request?
因为他要趁着在欢乐当中来刺杀他所恨恶的那个他的一个哥哥暗嫩。
He wanted to use this opportunity during the feast to kill Amnon, a brother he hated.
所以亚沙龙他杀了人，他必须逃跑。
So Absalom killed him, and he needed to flee.
大卫因为听了耶押借着那个妇人所讲的比喻，就让亚沙龙回到耶路撒冷。
And because of what the wise woman lady told King.David, because of Joab, Absalom returned to the country.
但是大卫没有见亚沙龙的面。
But David did not go to see Absalom.
亚沙龙又用计，一定要见到大卫的面。
So Absalom tried to trick David into seeing him.
我们看十四章三十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse
33. 于是耶押去见王，将这话奏告王，王便叫亚沙龙来。亚沙龙来见王，在王面前俯伏一地，王就与亚沙龙亲嘴。
33. So Joab went to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. Then the king kissed Absalom.
已经没有见面，五年没有见面的父亲跟儿子的一个见面的场合。应该是真的很感人的。
This pair of father and son haven't seen each other for 5 years, so the reunion when they were reunited, it should be very touching.
但是亚沙龙还是存着别的心。
But Absalom still had an ulterior motive.
我们请看十五章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 6.
以色列人中凡去见王求判断的亚沙龙，都是如此待他们。这样亚沙龙暗中得了以色列人的心。
In this manner, Absalom acted toward all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
其实亚沙龙暗中在做他所想要做的事情。
So in secret, Absalom was doing what he wanted to do.
那是一件很丑恶的事情，就是他要背叛。他的父王。
And this is a very ugly matter where he wanted to rebel against his father and king.
真的，有一天他叛变了。
So one day he did rebel.
我们再请看撒母耳记下十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记下十八章第五节。
Verse
5. 大卫的军队要跟亚沙龙的军队要征战。
The army of David was about to confront the army of Absalom.
第五节，大卫吩咐耶押、亚比塞、以太说：“你们为我的缘故，宽待那少年人亚沙龙。亚沙龙王为亚沙龙嘱咐众将的话，兵都听见了。”
Verse 5. Now the king commanded Joab, Abisha, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." And all the people heard when the king gave all the captain orders concerning Absalom.
这么可恶的一个孩子。但是他的父亲却还说要宽容他。
This is a horrible son, yet the father still says, deal gently for my sake.
啊，真的所谓的儿女的情常常是这么的不完美。
So the emotions from the children are often imperfect.
在创世纪里头，雅各以为说他失去了约瑟，他非常的悲哀。
In Genesis, Jacob thought that he had lost Joseph, and he was saddened.
那其实约瑟没有死。
But in reality, Joseph was not dead.
哦，那雅各是极其的悲哀，没有人有办法去安慰他。
But Jacob was in bitter grief, and no one could comfort him.
其他这些孩子竟然没有一个人来跟雅各认错道歉。
But all the other sons knew, but none of them came to tell Jacob the truth and repent for their sins.
雅各为什么那么的哀愁？
Why was Jacob grieving so much?
是那些孩子所做的一件啊的一个啊一个一个不好的这个谋略。
It's because of the bad act from these 10 sons.
他们看到父亲这么的哀愁，没有一个人来跟父亲讲出那个真相。
When they saw that their father was grieving, none of them came forth with the truth.
所以什么是儿女情？
So what is the emotions from the children?
常常是这么的自私，这么的啊，不完啊，这么的不美好。
It's often the selfish and imperfect.
但是我们也总是有一天会醒悟过来。
But one day we will wake up.
当我们醒悟过来的时候，绝对不要去压抑那一份的情。
When we wake up, we should not suppress that emotion.
要像路加福音十五章的那一个浪子。
We have to be like the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
下定决心回转。
To make the determination and to return.
向父母亲，向天父真神来悔改。
To repent in front of our parents and in front of our heavenly father.
我们的心要归向父母亲，要归向神。
Our hearts should return to our parents and to our father in heaven.
那也但愿我们做儿女的，我们用能够用更积极、更正面的这种儿女的情，来回应父母的心。
And as children, we should have positive emotions to respond to our parents' love.
就好像在十字架上的主耶稣
，Just like Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他对玛利亚说：“看你的儿子。”
She said to Mary, "Look at your son."
他对他所爱的门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And he told the disciples, "Look at your mother."
这是我们所要学习的儿女的情。
This is the child's emotion that we should learn.
永远不忘记父母亲的恩典。
We should not forget the good things that our parents have done for us.
父母亲是很努力、很努力的要来爱我们。
They love us with the best of their effort.
我们也要很努力、很努力的来爱我们的父母亲。
So we should use our best effort to love our parents.
像约瑟对雅各所反映出来的儿女情，也是我们可以去学习的。
Just like the emotions that Joseph had shown toward Jacob, we can learn from him.
同样的，这种儿女情也能够把它提升的更美好。
And this emotions can be raised to an even better level.
请看尼希米记第二章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 2.
尼希米记第二章第一节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，亚达薛西王二十年，尼撒叶在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。
Verse 1, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th ear of King Artaxerxes, wherein wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before.
尼希米是波斯王面前的酒政。
Nehemiah was the wine bearer in front of the king.
是跟王很接近的人。
He's someone who's very close to the king.
是被王所信任的人。
And he was the king trusted him.
第二节。
Verse 2.
王对他说，你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是心中愁烦，于是我甚惧怕。
Verse 2, therefore the king said to me, why is your face sad since you're not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. Then I became dreadfully afraid.
王发现尼希米最近脸色怪怪的。
The king figured out that the countenance from Nehemiah is different.
好像充满着心事。
Seems that there's sorrow of the heart.
其实这真的是要害怕，这真的是很危险。
This is very dangerous, so he should be afraid.
第三节
Verse 3,
我对王说，燕王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
Verse 3, then said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?
这是一种提升了的这种儿女的情。
This is the emotions from a child that is transcended to a different level.
尼希米爱他的父母亲，所以也他也爱他的故乡，他的祖国。
He loved his parents, thus he loved his home country.
今天同样的，我们要爱我们的教会。
Today we have with the same token. Today we need to love our church.
教会是我们众人的母亲。
Church is the mother for all of us.
能够成为父母儿女，这是一个非常宝贵的一层关系。
It's very precious to have this relationship of parents and children.
我们一定要去珍惜，一定要去保护。
We have to treasure and protect this relationship.
教会跟信徒也同样的，这是一个非常宝贵的关系。
The relationship between church and its members are very precious.
我们要去珍惜，我们要去保护。
We have to treasure and protect this relationship.
唱诗502首。
Let's sing hymn 502.
来做结束的祷告。
Now we would like to make our concluding prayer.
我们求天父真神啊，继续来带领、祝福、保守我们每一个家庭以及我们的教会。
We ask God in heaven to protect each of our family and our church.
虽然有时候彼此的关系啊有一点的灰暗。
Even though sometimes our relationships are at a valley.
但是靠着我们的努力，靠着神的怜悯啊，一定能够像502首所说的，春回大地。
But through our efforts and through mercy of God, that it will return back to springtime.
这是神的应许，也是神的恩典。
This is a promise and also a blessing from God.
愿我们每一个家庭，愿我们的教会都能够常常的享有这个春回大地。
May each of our family and our church have this return back to springtime.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.